弟兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们从上周开始，大概为期五周的时间。
Starting from last week, and in about around 5 weeks,
我们将在讲台上面介绍圣经的人物。
We will be introducing some characters in the Bible.
上一周刘长老在我们当中跟我们分享拉合的故事。
Last week, Pastor Alex shared with us on the character of Rahab.
今天我跟弟兄姐妹们讲一个我们非常熟悉的人物。
And this morning, I will be sharing about a very familiar character in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕。
And that's Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在圣经里面是一个非常的独特，也是一个非常特殊的人物。
And Abraham is a very special character in the Bible.
我们对他的了解事实上非常的多。
We actually are very familiar with this character.
因为圣经里面关于亚伯拉罕的记载非常的多，而且非常的详细。
Because in the Bible, there's many passages regarding Abraham, and it talks about him quite often.
关于亚伯拉罕的一生，我们从创世纪第十二章到第二十五章可以看见。
And we see most of his life in Genesis chapter 12 to chapter 25.
而他这个生活上面关于他的这个记载非常的仔细。
And this record of his life is very detailed.
你知道我们在读神的话的时候，
You know, when we read God's word,
我们有这样的一个观念，
And we have this concept.
就是神是不讲废话的。
And that is, God doesn't speak, useless words.
Right. 神借着圣经借着圣灵的默示所讲出来的话，每一句每一个字都有它的用意。
And God, through the Holy Spirit, uses the words that are written in the Bible. Every single word has its purpose and meaning.
当我们看见这种叙事性的记载，记载这么详细的时候，
And when we see this record that is so detailed,
我们就知道在细节当中我们看见神要我们学习的功课。
Then we can see within the details God's lesson for us.
对许多人来讲，亚伯拉罕，我们知道他有一个别称。
To many people, we know that Abraham has a title.
我们称他为什么？信心之父。
And we usually call him the father of faith.
事实上，在圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕。不是说他是信心之父。
And in the Bible, it doesn't say that he is actually a father of faith.
事实上他讲到是说亚伯拉罕是一切信靠神的人之父。
It actually means that he is the father of everybody that has faith.
Actually, the scripture says he is the father of all those who believe. Okay, that's what the scripture says.但是它代表的意义就是亚伯拉罕的信心是神要我们作为楷模的信心。
But what he represents is a model for us that has faith.
不只是在旧约里面对亚伯拉罕有详细的记载。
And it's not only recorded in detail of his life in the Old Testament.
新约圣经里面提到亚伯拉罕的次数也不少。
He's also referenced often in the New Testament.
特别在罗马书跟希伯来书里面讲到信心的这件事情的时候，就提到亚伯拉罕。
In particular, in the book of Romans and in the book of Hebrews, when it's talking about faith, he is mentioned.
对人来说
，and to man,
讲到人与神之间的关系的时候，有两件事情是特别重要的。
And when we're talking about the relationship between man and God, there's two things that are very important.
第一就是信，或者是信心。
And the first is faith.
讲到的是人对神所拥有的这个信心。
And it's talking about the faith that man has towards God.
第二个很重要的事情就是在人跟神之间的关系上面，就是恩典。
And the second thing that is important between the relationship between man and God is grace.
而这个恩典是人 从神那边所领受所得到的恩典。
And this grace is what's received by man, given by God.
信心与恩典是人跟神之间的关系，是非要有不可的。
And these two things are what is necessary between the relationship of man and God.
一个人如果对神没有信靠的心，
If a man does not have faith or trust in God,
一个人如果没有经历到神所赐予的恩典,
or if a man has never experienced the grace given by God,
那代表的就是这个人跟神之间没有关系。
Then that represents that this man does not have a relationship with God.
所以今天借着亚伯拉罕，我们来思想神要我们的信心和神要我们经历的恩典是什么。
So today, through the life of Abraham, we will discuss the faith and the grace that we should experience the faith and the grace that we should experience from God.
我们看神的话之前，我们来到神面前祷告。
Before we read God's word, let us come to Him in a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢你爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you love us.
所以我们感谢你将你宝贵的话语赐给我们。
And we thank you because you've given us your precious words.
所以你将你的话赐给我们，不只是为着要让我们在知识上面能够更多的认识你。
And you give us your words not only so that we can have more head knowledge of you.
你借着圣灵将你的话语赐给我们。
But you've given us your word through the Spirit.
使我们这些属于你的孩子也能够借着圣灵来了解你的话语。
So that your children can understand your word through your spirit.
而使你这个带着生命的话语能够滋润我们的生命。
So that the words of life can nourish our lives.
使我们真正的得着生命。
So that we can truly receive life.
使我们能够经历从你那边得来丰丰富富的生命。
So that we can experience the fruitful life that you have given to us.
今天早晨我们来到你面前的时候，求主你悦纳我们的敬拜。
We pray as we come before you, you will receive and be pleased with our worship.
求你在我们当中进行教导、眷顾的工作。
And we pray that you give us lessons and encouragement and admonishment.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be praised.
将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 亚伯拉罕对我们今天的信徒来讲，事实上是特别有意义的。
And Abraham to us as believers today is very meaningful.
特别是我们这些今天不属于犹太人的信徒特别有意义。
And in particular, those of us that are believers but are not Jewish.
据我的了解，我们在座当中应该是没有犹太人。
To my understanding, I think that there are no Jews among us.
并不是一个坏事。
It's not a bad thing.
但是我是说，今天亚伯拉罕这个人跟我们今天不是犹太人的信徒或人来说是特别有意义的。为什么？
But why is it especially important for when we look at Abraham to the believers that are not Jewish?
亚伯拉罕是犹太人吗？
Is Abraham a Jewish person?
有些人在点头，有些人不，大部分的人不确定。
There are some of us that are nodding, and some of us are not sure.
亚伯拉罕是在摩西带领以色列人出埃及之前的人。
Abraham is someone that is before the time when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
对不对？
Is that so?
亚伯拉罕是在神颁给摩西颁给以色列人十诫之前的一个人。
And Abraham is the person that was before the time when Moses received the Ten Commandments.
很确定的，我们可以说，以色列人在埃及的这四百年的时候，他们是被称为犹太人的。
So we can confidently say that the Jewish people, when they were enslaved in Egypt, they were considered Jewish people.
那之前呢？
What about before that time?
为什么犹太人又称作以色列人？
Why are they also called the Israelites?
因为他们有一个祖先叫以色列。
Because they have an ancestor called Israel.
他们这个叫做以色列的祖先是谁？
And who is this ancestor named Israel?
是雅各。
It is Jacob.
以扫的兄弟。
The brother of Esau.
雅各是谁的儿子？
Who is the son of, who is, Jacob is the, whose son?
以撒的儿子。
He is the son of Isaac.
以撒是谁的儿子？
And who is the son? Who is? Can't get this.
Who is this? Who is Isaac the son of?
Who is Isaac the son of?
亚伯拉罕。
It is Abraham.
Okay. 亚伯拉罕不是以色列人。
Abraham is not an Israelite.
因为他的孙子叫以色列。
Because his grandson is called Israel.
所以他孙子的后代是以色列人。
So all of the, his descendants of his grandson are called Israelites.
所以从某一方面来说，亚伯拉罕。
So from one perspective, Abraham
是一个外邦人。
He's a Gentile.
事实上在那个时候人就是人。
So,
没有分犹太人跟外邦人的分别。
So, there's no difference at that time. There's no, Gentile or Israelites.
我们可能很少注意这一点。
Oftentimes we neglect this.
可是你知道亚伯拉罕是受到神的应许的一个人。
But you know, Abraham is someone that received the promise from God.
神应许给亚伯拉罕的就是他的子孙会多到如天上数不清的星星和海这个沙滩里面数不清的沙子这样多的，是不是？
And God promises Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as numerous as the sand on the seashore.
那因为亚伯拉罕不是以色列人，所以这个应许不是给以色列人的。
But because this promise is to Abraham, it's not to the Israelites.
这个应许是给人的。
This promise is for just man in general.
这也就是为什么在新约圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕是那有信心的人的之父。
So that's why in the New Testament it's talking about he is the father of faith.
或者是信心之父。
He is the father of all people that are faithful, or he is the father of faith.
所以今天亚伯拉罕跟我们有关系。
So today there is a relation between us and Abraham.
因为我们属于神的儿女呢，是对神有信心的人。
Because for us as God's children, we are the ones that are that have faith in God.
而在我们在座当中，还不认识神的人，我们需要对神有这样一份信心。
And even for those of us that have that are not God's children, you also need to have this type of faith in God.
我们常常听人传福音，对不对？
So a lot of times we hear people share the gospel.
我们说要信主。
And we say you have to believe in God.
要信主。
You have to believe in the Lord.
但是信主是什么意思啊？
But what does that really mean?
有时候我们说基督教是一个信仰。
A lot of times we say Christianity is a religion.
人要有一个信仰。
Because all man should have a religion.
是不是这个信仰就是我们说这个圣经里面所讲到的信呢？
So is this religion what the Bible is talking about? Faith?
这个信，信心，信靠到底是什么？
What is this faith or trust or belief talking, referring to in the Bible?
我们首先要有一个正确的观念。
We have to have clear and accurate understanding.
因为有了正确的观念，我们才可以衡量自己的，我们认为自己所有对神的信心。
Only when we have a clear understanding can we measure our own faith.
我们信的对，信的好。
If we believe in some, if we believe,
if we have the right belief,
if we have the right belief,
and we believe it well, right? If we have the right belief and we believe that well, 那我们才能确认我们是在神的掌握当中。
Only when we believe it well, and then we can know that we are in God's hand.
而这个信到底是什么信？ So, 就是讲到亚伯拉罕的信。
So what is the faith talking about? It is talking about the faith of Abraham.
这也是为什么亚伯拉罕在圣经里面是这么的突出，这么的独特。
And that is why Abraham is such a outstanding character in the Bible.
我们要学的不是亚伯拉罕这个人。
What we want to learn is not the man of Abraham.
我们要学的是经由这个人去认识他对神的信心。
It is through Abraham we want to learn through Abraham the faith that he has towards God.
不但要认识亚伯拉罕所拥有的这个信心，并且我们要认识亚伯拉罕他信心的对象。
We not only have to be familiar with Abraham's faith, but who he has faith in.
在圣经里面，就像上周刘长老讲拉合的时候。
In the Bible, just similarly as Pastor Alex taught on the character of Rahab.
他说许多处讲到拉合的时候，圣经就要特别提醒拉合是个妓女。
And he mentioned that every time the Bible mentions Rahab, it has to mention that she's also a prostitute.
可是你知道在圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，
And did you know that in the Bible, when it's talking about Abraham,
多处讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，后面就讲说怎么样？
And very often when it's referring to Abraham,
他是那位因信耶和华，耶和华就以此为义的亚伯拉罕。
And it follows with a person that believed and was credited as righteous.
Okay, 我再讲一次，亚伯拉罕在圣经里面，也就是神摆在他的名字之后的这个称呼是什么？就是因为他信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
So very often when it's referring to Abraham, it always follows a statement that says he is one that believed in God and was credited to him as righteous.
这个意思就是亚伯拉罕因为他对神的信靠，神就接纳了他。
So in other words, because of his faith and his belief in God, God accepted him.
因为他对神耶和华的信靠，神就称他为属神的人。
And because of his faith and his trust in God, God sees him as someone that belongs to him.
因为是要有一个完全公义的人才能在神的面前立足。
Because only a righteous and blameless person can stand before God.
而亚伯拉罕却因着他对神的信靠，他可以立足在神的面前。
So Abraham, because of his belief in God, he could stand before God.
而且是以一个公义完全的身份站在神的面前。
And he stands before God as one that is completely righteous and blameless.
我们来看一下创世纪第十五章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪第十五章第六节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰就是亚伯拉罕的另外一个名字。
Abram is another name for Abraham.
许多弟兄姐妹们在教会里面听到这句话，叫做因信称义。
A lot of people in church often hear this term.
We've made righteous through faith.
We're made righteous through faith.
Okay. The English phrase we often hear is actually saved. We are saved through faith. But actually it's we are made righteous before God through faith. Okay. 因信称义。这个意思很多时候我们觉得是只要信主耶稣基督我们就可以上天堂。
So a lot of times we understand this statement as long as we believe in Jesus, then we can go to heaven.
可是这是一个不完全的一个观念。
But that is not a concept that is complete.
不是说信了有主耶稣基督这个人，我们就可以上天堂而已。
It is not to say just because you believe in this person, Jesus, then you are able to go to heaven.
我们要了解亚伯拉罕他这个信的耶和华是什么信，使他在神的面前有了这个公义的身份，可以进入神的国。
So we have to understand this type of faith that Abraham had that allows him to come before a holy God.
亚伯拉罕有几个特点。
There's a couple of characteristics of Abraham.
在 第十二章在创世纪第十二章的时候，我们是第一次看见关于亚伯拉罕的记载。
And we see the first account of Abraham in chapter 12 of Genesis.
第一到第三节说，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你去的地方，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。地上的万族都要因你得福。然后亚伯拉罕怎么样？他就照着耶和华的吩咐出去了。
So Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 to 4 says, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation.And I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went, as the Lord told him.
神耶和华告诉亚伯拉罕说，你要离开你自己的本家、本地、本族，你要往我指示你去的地方去。
And the Lord God said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you.
亚伯拉罕听见神的指示，他就怎么样？他就去了。
And what did Abraham do when he heard God's voice?
所以我们 看见亚伯拉罕信心的一个特点是什么？他是一个单纯专一的信心。
So one characteristic that we can see that's in Abraham is that his faith is simple and it is single-minded.
很多时候我们会好像取笑人说你信东西信得太简单了，太单纯了。
So oftentimes we may laugh at someone for having a simple and naive faith.
好像你什么事情都不需要考虑，不需要思想，人家一说了你就信，你这个单纯的信心是一个幼稚的信心。
So they may believe anybody, believe anything that someone says, and then we may say, oh, that, you know, he doesn't consider anything. He's a juvenile faith, simple faith.
Or naive and simplistic. 可是弟兄姐妹，单纯的信心不代表它是幼稚的信心。
But, dear brothers and sisters, a simple faith doesn't necessarily translate to a juvenile faith.
当你所信的这个人或这位神是一个全能的神，是一个全知的神。
When the faith, the object of your faith is a all-powerful and all-knowing God.
他是一个完全的神。
He is a complete God.
他是一个慈爱信实的神。
He is a God that is loving and faithful God.
那这位神所说的是不是我们可以单纯的去信呢？
Then this God, whatever this God says, then we can simply just believe.
当然可以。
Of course we can do that.
因为这个信心虽然单纯，可是我们信心信靠的这个对象是完全的。
Even though this faith that we have is simple, but the object of our faith is complete and all-powerful.
我们是经过考虑之后知道这位神是值得信靠的神，我们就可以单纯的去信靠他。
So after careful consideration, when we know the object of what our faith is on, then we can simply just believe and put our faith in.
亚伯拉罕这样子单纯的信心不只是在这件事情上面我们看见。
And it's not only in this particular area that we see Abraham's simple faith.
他这个单纯的信心是不断的、重复的出现在他的生命当中。
And the simple faith that he has in God is repeated within in his life.
他离开他本地的时候，圣经告诉我们他那时候75岁。
When he left his country, his family's country, he was 75 years old.
到了第十五章，我们刚刚读他第十五章的时候，亚伯拉罕应该是已经86岁了。
And in chapter 15, what we've just read, he's probably around 86 years old.
神给了他这样的应许。
And God gave him this promise.
应许就是他的子孙将会很多。
And that promise is that he will have many offspring.
在第十五章的时候，你看到神又对亚伯拉罕说他的应许。
In chapter 15, chapter 15, verse 1, we see that promise.
耶和华在异象中对亚伯拉罕说, 你不要惧怕, 我是你的盾牌, 我必大大的赏赐你。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great.
这当然是11年之后了,对不对?
So of course, this is 11 years after.
亚伯拉罕记得神的应许。
Abraham remembers the first promise of God.
他也因着他单纯专一的信心, 神叫他去,他就去, 他就在往这个神所要带领他去的地方迈进。
And with his simple faith, he obeyed God. God told him to go into the land where he will show you, and he went.
神告诉亚伯拉罕, 你不要在你路程上面碰到的问题, 你不要去惧怕。
And God says, on your journey, if you face any difficulties, do not fear.
我是你的盾牌, 我会保守你, 并我会大大的赏赐于你。
For I am your shield, your reward shall be very great.
你知道,亚伯拉罕虽然他说, 虽然我们说他是信心之父, 他的信心是我们的楷模。
And even though when we talk about Abraham, he is referred to as the father of faith, and he should be a model for us.
我们会发现亚伯拉罕事实上他并不是一个超人。
And we will discover that he is not a superhuman.
他是一个平凡的人。
He is an ordinary man.
他跟你我一样,
just like you and I.
他并不是有一个超人一点的对神的认识。
So he doesn't have a super ability that knows God that's above us.
怎么知道呢?
How do we know this?
因为在15章第2节, 亚伯拉罕这样子回答神。
Because in chapter 15, verse 2, this is Abram's response.
记得亚伯拉罕在那个时候是一个家庭产业很大的一个族长。
And remember, at this time, Abram is one that has many possessions.
当他自己的侄儿被敌人掳去的时候，他从他的家中选了318个兵丁去追赶这个仇敌，所以他是一个很兴旺的一个族的族长。
So he is the chief of a big clan. When one of his kinsmen was captured, he rounded up 300 of his best men and went and pursued and rescued his kinsmen. So he is someone that is somewhat powerful.
所以他有牛有羊有产业有人。
So he has a lot of wealth and possessions. He has many animals and many men.
他是受神祝福的。
He is blessed by God.
可是当神跟他说, 我必要大大的赏赐你的时候, 亚伯拉罕这样子跟神说。
So when God says, your reward will be great, this is Abram's response.
主耶和华, 我既无子, 你还能赐我什么呢? 而且那个要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢, 这是他的一个仆人。
And his response says, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Eliezer is one of his servants.
所以第三节, 亚伯拉罕就跟神说, 你既然没有给我儿子, 那生在我家中的人, 他就成为我的后嗣, 也就是说我的这个仆人, 他就会接我的产业了。
So in verse 3, Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. Since he's saying to God, since you did not give me an offspring, then who will receive my inheritance? It's someone just in my household.
一个大有信心的人会这样子回应神吗?
If Abraham is someone with great faith, will he respond in this way?
我们说亚伯拉罕啊, 你是信心之父耶。
And when we say, Abraham, you are a father of faith.
你是我们信心的楷模。
You are a model for us.
你是伟人。
You are a
hero.
Hero.
我们没有到你那个层次啊。
We're not at your level.
可是一看,
But when we see here,
怎么神说他要大大赏赐你的时候你还怀疑?
Why do you doubt when God says your reward will be great?
神啊, 你还能赐我什么? 我又没孩子，所以你说你要大大赏赐我，你是赏赐什么？你还可以给我什么？
God, what will you give me? I'm childless. What else can you give me?
弟兄姐妹，这里讲到的不是亚伯拉罕对神没信心，你们看见吗？
Here we don't see that it's God, I mean Abraham not having faith in God.
我们看到的是亚伯拉罕跟神有非常亲密的关系。
We see there's an intimate relationship between Abraham and God.
神跟他说话，他用他自己的脑袋思想，他觉得要说的话他就说。
God spoke to him and using his limited mind, he was very blunt with God.
我说过他跟你我一样是一个平凡人。
He said Abraham is just like me and you, very ordinary.
亚伯拉罕不是坐在那里。
Abraham didn't just sit there
然后说
and say,
我是要做一个有信心的人。
I'm going to be a man of great faith.
神这样子跟我说要大大的赏赐于我。
God says that I will have a great reward.
我实在是想不出来他还能再怎么赏赐我。我有钱有势有人。
I can't think of anything else that he can bless me with because I have great possession, I have authority, I have men.
我已经86岁了。
And I'm already 86 years old.
神很明显的不给我孩子。
It's obvious that God did not bless me with a child.
那他还说他要大大的赏赐我。
But he says my reward will be great.
那因为我是很有信心的人。
But because I am a person of great faith,
虽然我有这样的疑问,
even though I have this, this question in my mind,
我就在神面前说, 神啊, 感谢你。
So I come before God and I say,
我信靠你会大大的赏赐我。
Thank you, God. I believe that you will reward me greatly.
可是心里面有怀疑。
But in my heart, I have doubts.
那个不叫信心啊。
That is not faith.
那个叫做表面功夫。
That is just something on the surface.
It's a facade. 是假的。
It's fake. It's a facade.
做给人看的。
It's just to show other people.
做给神看的。
It's just to show God.
可是瞒得了人，瞒不了神啊。
But you can deceive other people. You can't deceive God.
这个是一个不实在的信心。
This is not a faith that is genuine.
可是亚伯拉罕的信心是一个单纯的，也是一个实在的信心。
But we know that Abraham's faith is a faith that is simple and it is practical.
而且神并没有指责他。
And God didn't rebuke him for that.
因为亚伯拉罕对神不够了解。
Because God does, because Abraham does not have a good understanding of God.
所以他问神说，神啊，你知道我唯一想要的就是一个孩子。
And he says to God, you know that the only thing that I want is a child.
可是你既然没有赐给我孩子，那你的赏赐是什么？
But since you did not bless me with a child, well, what will this great reward be?
所以神在第四节就告诉说，你这个他的你的仆人不会成为你的后嗣，是你本身所生的才能成为你的后嗣。
And in verse 4, the Lord said, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir.
不但如此，神还告诉他，你看这边就讲到，他说你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
And in verse 5, the Lord brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be.
所以你看亚伯拉罕他有疑问。
So you can see here that Abraham has questions.
他向神表达。
But he presents it before God.
神知道他想的，所以神怎么样教育他。
God knows what he is thinking, so God teaches him. Gives
神告诉他，我要给你的这个大赏赐就是你想要的孩子。
And God teaches him that this great reward will be the one thing that you've wanted, a child.
And 你不但是会有孩子，而且你的这个孩子可以生养众多，你将来你的后嗣是数不清的，遍满全世界的。
And not only will you have this child, but from this child, you'll have many offspring and descendants as numerous as the stars.
结果你看，亚伯拉罕的反应是什么？
And let's take a look at Abraham's response.
就是第六节我们刚读过的，亚伯拉罕他就信了耶和华，他就相信神给他的应许，耶和华就将亚伯拉罕的这个信心认定为他的义了。
And in verse 6, we see that Abraham believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个亚伯拉罕的信心在此是什么样的一个信心？
Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at this, do you know what kind of faith this is that Abraham has?
亚伯拉罕可能可以看到他的儿子。
And Abraham can't see his child.
他可能可以看到他的孙子。
And he may even be able to see his grandchildren.
也许他的曾孙子。
Or even his great-grandchildren.
可是他的第四、第五代、第六代以后的他这个成千上万遍布全世界的子民，他看不看得到？
But what about the generations afterwards? Would he be able to see them?
他看不到。
He won't be able to see them.
可是他相信神既然说了，神就一定成就。
But he believed that if the Lord had said this, then it will come to pass.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们就光讲亚伯拉罕肉身所生出来的后嗣是不是遍布全世界？我讲的就是犹太人了。
So today, as we see, Abraham's descendants, Jewish people, are they as numerous as the stars?
是。
Yes, they are.
古今往来，因着信靠神，成为亚伯拉罕信心的后裔的基督徒信徒们，是不是成千上万，数不清，遍布全地
？From
From a spiritual sense, the descendants of Abraham through faith, throughout history, do we see Christians and believers being numerous and throughout the entire world? And the answer is yes. 答案是是的。可是亚伯拉罕在主耶稣基督降世前两千年，因着耶和华对他说的这句应许，他有这样的一个信心，他就看见了神可以给他成就的一切。
But Abraham, during this time, 2,000 years before Jesus came, he believed the Lord, and it came to pass.
这个是神所要的信心。
This is the faith, the type of faith that God wants.
这个是神能够认为一个人是公义，可以被他接纳的一个信心。
This is a faith that God sees as that someone can have and will receive them.
不是这个人亚伯拉罕
It is not the person Abraham
是他的信心
It is the faith of Abraham
不但是他的信心是他信心所倚靠的这位神
It is not just that faith but the object of his faith
是言出必就的神
It is a God that keeps his promise and keeps his word
所以这样子的一个信心就让我们看见亚伯拉罕他对神的信心不但是单纯专一的并且是一个怎么样？是等候神，也是一个持久的信心。
So this faith that we see in Abraham is not just simple and single-minded, but it's also a faith that is patient, waiting, and lasting.
只要神说了，一定会成就。
If God said, then it will be fulfilled.
我之所以能够相信，因为我知道神是信实可靠的。
I can believe in this God because this God is a trustworthy and faithful God.
我看见我在我的生命当中神是祝福我的。
I can see it in my life that God blesses me.
在我需要在我心里面心底这个心底上面最深处最想要的东西神要赐给我的时候我就知道我会有。
At the moment where I desire or want something so much, God is able to bless me with that.
儿子对亚伯拉罕来说是不是重要的
？Is a child important to Abraham？
不只是重要，是极度的重要。
It is very important。
他跟他从神那边什么都不要求，就要求一个孩子。
He doesn't request anything from God. He just requests a son.
人所要能够拥有的是一切的这个事人事物，他都有了。
Because he already has all of the possessions of this world.
他有一个太太特别漂亮。
He has a very beautiful wife.
牛羊成群。
And he has cattle and sheep.
是一个大族的族长。
And he's the chief of a huge clan.
跟敌人或者是其他国家征战的时候，他都赢。
And when he goes to battle with other clans or other people, he wins those battles.
这些对他都讲，都来说都不重要。
But those things are not important to him.
他就是要一个孩子。
All he wants is a child.
他一切都可以舍弃, 如果他能够有一个孩子。
He can give up everything as long as he can have a child. So he very joyfully accepts this promise that God has given him. This is the peak of his faith.
神拍拍他的肩膀, 亚伯拉罕, 你做得好, 你信靠我, 你是公义的, 我接纳你。
God pats him on the back and says, you believed and your faith is your faith is commended. I receive you and I count you as righteous.
你属于我的。
You belong to me.
亚伯拉罕那时候心里面一定非常非常的觉得受祝福。
And at that moment, Abraham must have been filled with joy.
信心特别的坚定。
And his faith is steady.
没有任何的事情可以将我跟神分开了。
There is nothing that can separate me and God.
所以亚伯拉罕就去生儿子了。
So then, Abraham starts working on having a child.
结果亚伯拉罕生的儿子是跟他太太的一个使女夏甲生出来的。
But the child that he has is with a maidservant of his wife, Sarah, Hagar, or Hagar.
所以不是他名分之内他跟他妻子生下来的孩子。
So it is not a child that was born from his official wife.
你看,我们就会说一个人的信心怎么如此起起伏伏呢?
So then we may question ourselves, how can this person have a faith that goes up and down?
怎么这样子的人叫信心之父,信心的表率呢?
How can this person be considered a father of faith or an example of faith?
弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经宝贵的地方就在这里。
And why is the Bible precious?
因为神给我们他的话的时候,神是不去修饰他的。
Because when God gave us His word, it did not leave anything out.
亚伯拉罕是不是信心的榜样? 是。
Is Abraham a model of great faith?
因为神把亚伯拉罕的信心摆在我们的面前说这是你们要学的榜样。
Because God put Abraham before us in His word and says, this is the example of faith that you should follow.
可是神又告诉我们说,但是你看亚伯拉罕这个人。
But then God also says, tells us, look at this man, Abraham. He is no different from us. He is not a superhuman. And he is not a godly man.
He's not a superhero. He's not someone that we put on a pedestal that we cannot reach. 他不是一个我们好像常讲的伟人,我们达不到的这个程度的一种人。
So he is not a superhuman or he has a standard that we can't reach.
他同样有人的问题。
He also has flaws like any human.
他是一个平凡人。
He is an ordinary man.
但是他有一个超凡的信心。
But he has a supernatural faith.
这是神要我们了解的,我们是平凡人。
This is what God wants us to know. We are ordinary people.
可是我们可以有一个超凡的信心像亚伯拉罕一样。
But we can also have a superhuman faith like Abraham.
因为这是神的恩典。
Because that is God's faith, grace.
因为神会将他自己清楚地向我们显明。
Because God will very clearly manifest himself.
当神的话降临在我们心中的时候,我们可以去信靠他,然后我们就会看见他,我们就会经历他。
When God shines His light and puts His the words in our hearts, then we can be able to see Him and trust Him.
但是我们也会有我们软弱的时候。
But we also have our weaknesses.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
神给了他应许, 他就用他自己的方法去生孩子。
God gave Abraham a promise, but he used his own method to have a child.
撒拉很明显不能生孩子, 所以我就跟撒拉的使女去生孩子。
So because his wife Sarah cannot bore any children, then I will just have a child with her maidservant, Hagar. So I will solve God's problem.
可是你知道吗? 神的应许不是要让他跟使女生孩子,是要他跟撒拉生孩子,是名正言顺的孩子。
But God's promise is so that Abraham can have a child with his wife, not the maidservant.
所以13年之后, 他99岁的时候
So after 13 years, when he's 99 years old,
神又来跟亚伯拉罕说，你记得吗？你是蒙祝福的。
And God comes to Abraham and said, Do you remember you are a person of great blessing?
在第十七章里面这样告诉我们。
In chapter 17,
神跟他说，第十七章第六节，神说，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you.
但是呢，这一次神很清楚地告诉亚伯拉罕。
But this time, God clearly tells Abraham,
你的后裔会是你跟撒拉生出来的孩子。
Your child will be from you and Sarah.
你看第十六节，神说，我必要赐福给撒拉，也要使你从他得一个儿子，我要赐福给他，他也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。
And we see this in verse 16. God says, I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of people shall come from her.
亚伯拉罕是信靠神不错。
Abraham, yes, does believe in God.
可是他的信心在成长当中。
But his faith is also growing.
他尽他最大的能力，他去信神，他所得到的结论是，我们在第十八节看到他说，那愿以实玛利这个使女所生的儿子在你面前蒙福。
And he uses his capabilities to believe in God. And then in verse 18, Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before you.
他以为神还是在讲这个他从撒拉的使女那边生出来的孩子。
He still thinks who God is referring to is Ishmael, the child that he had with Hagar.
他并没有怀疑神的应许。
He didn't have doubts about God's promise.
只是他不知道神的应许是多么的丰富和完全。
He just didn't know how fruitful and complete that promise is.
神怜悯亚伯拉罕这个人的信心的软弱。
God had mercy on Abraham's weakness in faith.
所以他在十九节神说，不是，我告诉你，我讲的是你妻子撒拉也要给你生一个儿子。
And verse 19, God said, No, but Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son.
亚伯拉罕有没有信神？
Did Abraham believe God?
有。
Yes.
所以他九十九岁的时候，又跟他的妻子撒拉生了一个孩子，就是以撒。
So when he was 99 years old, he and Sarah, his wife, bore a child and named him Isaac.
神的应许赐给他的时候，所以一直到他得到他这个儿子的时候，至少有13年，可能更久。
From there's about 13 years span from when God promised him that he would have a son to when actually Isaac was born.
可是他对神的信靠，他与神的关系从来就没有减少。
But the relationship and the faith that he had in God's promise never diminished.
所以他因着信心，他因着这个等候神持久的信心，他看见了神的应许的成就。
So with his faith, patient waiting and lasting faith, he saw God's promise fulfilled.
所以我们看见第一，亚伯拉罕的信心是一个单纯专一的信心。
So first point, we see that Abraham's faith is simple and single-minded.
第二个，我们看见他的信心是一个等候神，是一个持久的信心。
And second, we see that the faith that he has in God is patient, is waiting and a lasting faith.
他对神的信靠从来就没有偏移。
And the faith that he had in God never wavered.
他在等候当中信靠神。
That in his waiting, he believed in God.
他在信心当中蒙神的怜悯，他的信心成长。
And his faith in God grew during this waiting.
然后他就看见神的恩典。
And he saw God's grace.
在这个世上他唯一想要的儿子神就借着他的恩典赐给了亚伯拉罕。
In this world, what he wanted the most, God blessed him with a child.
神对亚伯拉罕很好。
God treated Abraham very well.
亚伯拉罕在神的面前也是过着一个非常敬虔信靠神的生活。
But also, Abraham also lived a very godly life.
亚伯拉罕现在已经什么都有了。
Abraham already has everything.
漂亮的太太
a beautiful wife.
莎拉九十多岁还漂亮。
Sarah was also still beautiful at 99 years old.
所以这也给我们弟兄姐妹有很大的一个盼望。
So this gives us brothers and sisters hope.
对不对？这个美丽跟岁数是无关的。
Beauty and age is irrelevant.
It's not relevant.
It's not relevant.
You can always be beautiful, 对不对？他有了一个漂亮妻子。
So he has a beautiful wife.
他有钱有势有力。
He has wealth. He has power and authority.
啊，他连孩子都有了。
And he has children.
哎呀，神真是祝福他。
Wow, God blessed him greatly.
可是你知道，这不是亚伯拉罕的故事的结尾。
But this is not the conclusion of Abraham's story.
这也不是亚伯拉罕的信心的结尾。
That is also not the conclusion of his faith.
亚伯拉罕的信心，神要我们认识的信心是怎么样子？
What is that faith that God wants us to learn from Abraham?
我们看创世纪第二十二章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 22.
亚伯拉罕在将近一百岁的时候生出来的这个独子以撒。
At around 100 years old, Isaac was born to Abraham and Sarah.
他成为一个少年的时候。
And when Isaac was a young boy.
神跟亚伯拉罕说，你将你这个儿子，独生的儿子，你要带到我的面前，你要去把他杀了，献给我。
And God says to Abraham,Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and offer him as a sacrifice to me.
第二十二章第二节
Chapter 22, verse 2.
对不对？神说，亚伯拉罕，你带着你的儿子，就是你独生你唯一的儿子，是你爱的以撒。然后呢，你要往摩利亚地去，在我指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。
In verse 2 of chapter 22, he said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you.
好像亚伯拉罕自己还不知道他心爱这个独一的爱只是老年所生的儿子。
It's as if Abraham...
God's speaking as if Abraham doesn't know that this is his one and only son who he beget in his old age, and he loves this son dearly. The only thing he loved in this world. 可是神说，这是我赐给你的儿子，也是你钟爱的儿子，你要带上来，然后你要献给我做燔祭。
Yeah, but God says, take your son, your only son whom you love, and offer him as a burnt offering to me.
燔祭是什么？
What is a burnt offering?
燔祭是将一个动物是小牛或小羊杀了之后用火烧的一个祭。
A burnt offering is an animal, usually a young cow or lamb, kill it and then burn it.
是最宝贵、最最无瑕疵的这个，在神的面前献给他，烧完以后一切都是属于神的。
So it is something that is precious.Once it's been offered, everything is burnt up and consumed, and everything is offered to God.
所以当神说把他把以撒献为燔祭的时候，神就是说你要把你孩子杀了，然后烧了，然后献给我。
So what God is saying to Abraham is that bring Isaac and offer him as a burnt offering. What he's telling Abraham is you need to kill Isaac and burn him as an offering to me.
亚伯拉罕的信心在神的面前是一个成长的信心。
And Abraham's faith before God is a faith that is growing and maturing.
他前两次问神，他有疑问，你的祝福是怎么样的祝福，我实在是不了解。
And earlier he questioned, because he did not understand what God's promises of what the reward is going to be.
可是他因着信心看见神的恩典和神的供应, 这么多年下来之后,
but through all the experiences that he had,
seeing God's provision and fulfilling his promises and seeing God's care for him, 当神说你把你儿子杀了献给我的时候, 亚伯拉罕第三节就清早起来背了驴, 带了两个仆人儿子以撒, 他就往神指示的地方去了。
And after God gave Abraham this command, in verse 3, Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac.
他没有问神,
he didn't question God.
他知道神讲话的时候有他的用意。
He knows that when God speaks, he has his purpose.
而且我们来看, 这一点很重要, 我们来看亚伯拉罕的信心在那个时候是什么样的信心, 我们看罗马书, 新约圣经里面, 罗马书。
So very important, let's take a look at the condition of Abraham's faith at this time. Let's take a look at Romans.
罗马书第四章第十五节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 15.
亚伯拉罕所信的, 是那叫死人复活, 使无变为有的神。 罗马书四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist.
他非常清楚地知道神要他把他的儿子杀了献给神。
He knows very clearly that God instructed him to kill Isaac and offer him up to God.
可是他同样知道以撒是神赐给他那个要做万国之父的儿子。
But he also knows that Isaac is God's blessing to him, and he will become a father of many nations through Isaac.
所以他就知道如果神要他杀他的儿子表示神一定能够让这个儿子复活。
So then he knows that even though God says that to kill Isaac, he knows that he can also bring back to life Isaac back to life without any doubts.
可是这是他亲身经历过神的应许的后果。
Because that is the result of him personally experiencing God in his life.
你看罗马书四章十九节说, 他在将百岁的时候, 虽然想到自己的身体如同已死, 莎拉的生育也已经断绝, 可是他的信心还是不软弱, 所以他得了这个儿子, 并且他仰望神的应许, 总没有因不信心里起疑惑, 反倒因着信, 心里得到坚固, 将荣耀归给神, 满心的相信神所应许的,
So in verse 19, he did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith, and he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised.
21节,满心的相信。 毫无怀疑地相信神的应许一定必能做成。
And in verse 21 again, he was fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised.
你看亚伯拉罕的信心不是一个无根无基幼稚的信心。
So here you can see that Abraham's faith is not a faith that is juvenile without any support.
他的信心是有根有基, 而且是亲身经历过神的恩典的信心。
It is a faith that has much support, and he experienced that throughout his life.
所以22节说, 这也就是为什么圣经说, 这就算为他的义。
And that is why in verse 22, it says, that is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness.
你知道在创世纪22章里面, 神为什么要让 亚伯拉罕献他的儿子, 独一的儿子, 他所爱的儿子以撒。
Do you know why in Genesis chapter 2 God wanted Abraham to offer his son Isaac?
亚伯拉罕对神已经有了这样子的信心。
Abraham already has this type of faith in God.
可是他自己不知道。
But he did not know himself.
他自己还没有了解到他已经信靠神信到了这样子的一个地步，他已经是完完全全属于神的，身心灵里面外面都是属于神的了。
He himself did not understand that his faith in God was at this level, that he is completely and wholly trusting and putting his faith in God.
当他信神是能够叫那死里复生、实无变有的神的时候
，When he believes that God is a God that can bring bring back the dead to life and also bring into existence something that did not exist.
创世纪二十二章里面讲得非常的清楚，仔细第十节，当亚伯拉罕伸手拿刀要杀他儿子的时候
，It clearly says in chapter 22, verse 10 of Genesis, then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son.
他不是做给自己看，也不是做给神看，他就是要做了。
He didn't do it for others to see or for God to see. He just did it.
因为他知道神一定会让他这个孩子复活。
Because he knew that God would bring his son back to life.
在那个时候，神借着天使跟亚伯拉罕说：“你不要在童子的身上下手，不要害他，因为我知道你是敬畏神的。”
And at that moment, verse 11.But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
因为你连你自己的这个儿子，这个独生的儿子都没有为自己留下来，你要献给我了。
And you even offered up your only son to me.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这边就看到亚伯拉罕的这个信心是神要我们拥有的信心。
So here we can see that the faith that Abraham had in God is what God wants us to have.
是一个经历过试炼脱颖而出的信心。
It is a faith that is tried and tested and proven.
亚伯拉罕借着神给他的这个试炼让他自己认清到了他是完全属于神的人。
And through this trial and test, God allowed Abraham himself to know that he belongs to God.
神亲自在当时为亚伯拉罕预备了一只公羊。
And God himself prepared a ram caught in the thicket by his thorns.
这个羊来到这边。在旁边树丛中卡住了，神就说：“你用这只羊献祭给我。”
And there was a ram on the side, caught in the thicket, and God said, "Use that ram and and offer it up as a burnt offering."
弟兄姐妹们，你要想想看，以身处地，这个设身处地。
Dear brothers and sisters,
if we put ourselves in Abraham's shoes.亚伯拉罕那个时候他是什么样的一个情感
If you put yourself in Abraham's shoes, what do you think Abraham was feeling at that time?
如果你说他就是这个好像就喘歇了一口气好像说如负释重一样歇了一口气
It may be that Abraham was completely relieved.
那你的信心还没有到亚伯拉罕的地步
Then your level of faith is not where Abraham is.
那亚伯拉罕对杀儿子献给神这件事情一点负担都没有。
Because Abraham did not have any,
it was not a burden for him at all to have to bring his son to offer to God. So he will not have a sigh of relief. 所以他不会如负释重的说，哎呀，真是感谢神啊，我不用杀孩子，不会。
So because he didn't feel that way, he was not relieved.
可是你知道亚伯拉罕在神的面前得到最大的恩典是什么？
But what is the biggest blessing that he received from God?
原来我已经完完全全的属于神了。
In actuality, I completely and wholly belong to God.
原来所有一切神所赐给我的，包括我这个最宝贵的儿子，都是神所赐的，也是神所给的，也是神所保守的。
That everything that I have, all of my possessions, all of my wealth, including this son, is a blessing from God and is provided by God and protected by God.
神对他来说，他因着他的信心的增长，如今已经不再是一个意念或者是好像有距离的神，而是一个非常的亲密，与他同行，他可以完全信靠的神。
Through his experiences, with God, he has now come to an understanding that his faith in God and his relationship with God is a very intimate relationship with God.
是一个满足的感觉。
It is a complete satisfaction.
是一个完全的喜悦，完全的安全的感觉。
It is a feeling of safety and security.
这是我们能够在神的面前借着信心得到最大的恩典。
And that is the biggest blessing that we can receive from God.
我们来看罗马书第四章。
Let us take a look at Romans chapter 4.
神借着保罗跟我们分享这个亚伯拉罕的信心。
God uses his word to share with us Abraham's faith.
这个信心跟犹太人的信仰是没有关系的。
And this faith, there is no relation to the Jewish religion.
这是我们与神直接的一个关系。
This is a relationship that we have directly with God.
罗马书第四章第十七节。
Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
我们先看第十八节。
Let's first look at verse 18.
亚伯拉罕他在无可指望的时候，因着信，他仍然有指望，能够做多国的父。
In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told.
从人的眼光来说，他是没有指望的。
In man's perspective, he did not have any hope.
86岁的人，99岁的人，怎么可能还生孩子？
86-year-old, 99-year-old, how can they have children?
太太也90岁了，90年，大概70几年不能生孩子，怎么可能现在生孩子呢？
Why his wife couldn't have children up until she was 70 years old. How can she have a child now?
从人的眼光来说是绝望的，是无望的。
So in man's eyes, that's completely hopeless.
但是他因为信神，
But because he believed God,
因为他的这个信心，
Because of his faith,
因为他单纯的等候神的被试炼过的信心，
His simple and single-minded and his patient waiting, tested and tried faith,
他从神的身上得着了盼望。
He received hope from God.
而他对神的信心和这个盼望包括他对神的了解。
And through this hope, and he had a deeper understanding of God.
对亚伯拉罕说，对亚伯拉罕来说，死人复活是讲到他的儿子以撒。
To Abraham, his life coming, bringing
life
after death was to Isaac.
而食无变有的是讲到他的妻子撒拉从不孕到能够生孕。
And when he's talking about bringing into existence something that did not exist, is referring to Sarah's barrenness to having birth.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个是神的一个预表。This is a foreshadowing from God.
But this is a foreshadowing.
我们今天所要信的这位神，同样的就是这位能够使死人复活、使无变有的神。
So this God that we believe in today is a God that can bring life after death.
这是我们要有的信心。
And bring into existence something that did not exist. That is the faith that we need.
神是创造宇宙万物一切的神。
God is a God that created this whole universe and everything in it.
这整个宇宙世界里面所有的人都是在神的掌控之下。
This universe and everyone in it is all under the, in the hands of God.
他是使无变有的神。
He can bring into existence something that did not exist.
这是我们可信的。
This is something that we can believe in.
神将他的儿子主耶稣基督差派到这世上来。
God sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world.
不但主耶稣基督因为我们的罪到了十字架上受死，并且他在第三日复活。
Not only did Jesus come into this earth to die on the cross for our sins, but He also rose from the dead on the third day.
所以我们每一个必死的人、将死的人都可以从神那边得到一个新的生命。
So that all of us that believe in Him, we can receive life from Jesus.
因为神是一个可以叫死人复活的神。
Because God can raise the dead to life.
这是可信的。
This is something that we can believe in.
这是我们必信的。
This is something we must believe in.
最后我们看希伯来书。
Lastly, we'll look at Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
当我们在思想我们自己对神的信心的时候，
When we think about our own faith in God,
神要我们把我们的信心跟亚伯拉罕的信心称一称。
God wants us to measure our faith compared to Abraham's faith.
不是将我们跟亚伯拉罕比一比。
It is not to compare ourselves with Abraham.
因为我们都是人。
Because we're all human.
可是我们要将我们认为我们有的信心跟亚伯拉罕信心，就是神所要的这个信心，我们要来称一称。
But we have to measure our faith compared to Abraham's faith, this faith that we have in God.
这个是讨神喜悦的信心。
This is a faith that pleases God.
这个是让神看见我们就称我们有义，是属于他国度里面的人的信心。
This is a faith that, that we can have that can, be counted as righteous before God.
希伯来书第十一章第六节这样子说。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
人若非有信，就不能得到神的喜悦，因为来到神面前的人必须信有神，而且信他是赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him.
弟兄姐妹，我们带到神面前的是这一份信心。
Dear brothers and sisters, we come before God bring this type of faith.
今天我们信靠的是神借着主耶稣基督所赐给我们的生命。
And what we believe is what, the life that God has given to us through Jesus.
今天我们所信的是我们因着信他就能够得永生，并且属于神。
So what we believe in is that we believe in Jesus so that we can have eternal life and that we can belong to God.
而因着我们对神的信靠，因着我们信主耶稣基督，
And because we put our trust and our faith in our Lord Jesus,
我们就必然得着神的恩典。
Then we would receive God's reward.
就是神的赏赐。
That is God's reward.
就是我们一切的需要
，and that is all of our needs，
并且是一切我们心里面所想所求的
，and it is everything that we ask for and desire in our hearts，
是我们不配得的，可是是神所愿意赐给我们的。
It is something that we don't deserve， but God willingly gives to us。
弟兄姐妹，让我们衡量一下自己的信心。
Dear brothers and sisters， let us measure our own faith。
我们对神是不是有这个单一？单纯专一的信心。
Do we have this simple and single-minded faith?
我们的信心是不是因为神的实在，所以我们能够等候神， 我们能够持久的来信靠他。
And do we have this type of faith in God that can be that is patient and waiting and lasting?
我们的信心是不是有经过试炼？
And was our faith in God was it tried and tested?
神恩典我们，让我们看见我们的信心在他的面前受试炼之后得到成长。
And that through the testing and the trying of our faith, that our faith can grow and mature.
这样的信心是讨神喜悦的信心。
And this type of faith is a faith that pleases God.
这样的信心也是能够看见神的恩典及赏赐的信心。
And this is also a faith that can see God's...
It's also...The faith that will allow us to see God's grace and be rewarded by Him. 让我们在神的面前求神怜悯。
Let us come before God and ask for His mercy.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，你今天给了我们一个非常明确对信心的认识。
Dear Heavenly Father, today you've given us a good understanding and a picture of what it is to have genuine faith.
我们要拥有的这个信心是倚靠神你自己的信心。
And this type of faith that we need to have is a faith that is in you.
因为你是一个应许我们必成就的神。
Because you are a God that isfaithful to us.
你是一个言出必行的神。
You are a God that keeps your word.
你是一个顾念我们的软弱，供应给我们的神。
And you know our weaknesses, but you also provide for us.
你是一个爱我们、接纳我们的神。
You are a God that loves us and accepts us.
主，你要我们借着我们信心的成长，来更多的认识你。
And through our maturity and our growth in faith, you want us to know you more.
来讨你喜悦。
To please you.
并且能够经历亲身的经历你的供应和你的恩典。
So that we can personally experience your grace.
求圣灵借着你的话语感动我们。
May your spirit move us with your words.
让我们在你的面前得到喂养。
So that we can be nourished by you.
让我们都成为如亚伯拉罕一样有信心的人。
So that we can all become faithful people like Abraham.
感谢主，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.